Ahmadinejad addressed the United Nations General Assembly this week while the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, is meeting in Vienna to discuss Iran's alleged nuclear program. An IAEA report earlier this month criticized Iran for failing to fully respond to questions about its nuclear activities. The European Union told the IAEA Wednesday that it believes Iran is moving closer to being able to arm a nuclear warhead. Iran could face a fourth set of Security Council sanctions over its nuclear activities, but this week, Russia has refused to meet with the U.S. on this issue. The Iranian president refuted the IAEA's charges in his speech to the General Assembly and accused the agency of succumbing to political pressure. He also welcomed talks with the United States if it cuts back threats to use military force against Iran.
As with every visit of the Iranian president to New York, some groups protested outside the United Nations. But this year, President Ahmadinejad also met with a large delegation of American peace activists concerned with the escalating possibility of war with Iran. Well, yesterday, just before their meeting, Juan Gonzalez and I sat down with the Iranian president at his hotel blocks from the U.N. for a wide-ranging discussion about U.S.-Iran relations, Iran's nuclear program, threat of war with the U.S., the Israel-Palestine conflict, human rights in Iran, and much more. Today, part one of our interview with the Iranian president. Welcome to Democracy Now!, President Ahmadinejad. You've come to the United States. What is your message to people in the United States and to the world community at the UN?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم اجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير انصاره و اوانه والمستشهدين بين يده. من سلام عرض میکنم به مردم آمریکا. پیام ملت ایران برای همه ملت‌ها پیام صلح و دوستی و برادری است.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, the President started by reciting verses from the Holy Quran in Arabic. Hello, hello to the people of America. The message from the nation and people of Iran is one of peace, tranquility, and brotherhood.
ما فکر می‌کنیم صلح و امنیت پایدار زمانی اتفاق می‌افته که بر پایه عدالت و بر پایه پاکی باشه.
We believe that viable peace and security can happen when it is based on justice and piety and purity. Otherwise, no peace will occur.
Mr. President, you're faced now in Iran with American soldiers in Iraq to your west, with American soldiers and NATO troops to your east in Afghanistan. And with Blackwater, the notorious military contractor, training the military in Azerbaijan, another neighbor of yours. What is the effect on your country of this enormous presence of American forces around Iran and the impact of these wars on your own population?
طبیعیست وقتی که کنار مرزها جنگ میشه آثار منفی خودش رو بر کل منطقه بر جای میذاره.
It's quite natural that when there are wars around your borders, it brings about negative repercussions for the entire region.
امروز حوزه ناامنی ها به یک محدوده خاصی محدود نمیشه، یعنی به مرزهای خاصی محدود نمیشه. ناامنی به سرعت گسترش پیدا
میکنه. These days, insecurity cannot be bordered, it just extends beyond boundaries.
در دو سال قبل ما چند مورد بمب‌گذاری داشتیم در شهرهای جنوبی. افرادی که بمب‌گذاری کرده بودند تحت نظر دولت‌های اشغالگر در عراق آموزش دیده بودند.
In the past 2 years, we had several cases of bomb explosions in southern towns in Iran, carried out by people who were supervised by the occupying forces in our neighborhood.
در افغانستان هم بعد از حضور نیروهای ناتو تولید مواد مخدر چند برابر شد.
And in Afghanistan, following the presence of NATO troops, the production of illicit drugs has multiplied.
طبیعیست که فشار میاره بر ایران.
It's natural that it basically places pressure on Iran.
هزینه‌های سنگینی برای مبارزه با مواد مخدر بر دوش ملت ایران تحمیل میشه.
Including costly ones in order to fight the flow of illicit drugs.
ما فکر می‌کنیم مردم منطقه خودشون قادر هستن امنیت رو برقرار کنن.
We believe the people in the region are able to establish security themselves.
نیازی به حضور بیگانه ها نیست.
on their own, so there's no need for foreigners and external forces. Because these external forces have not helped the security of the region.
Do you see them as a threat to you?
طبیعی است که بالاخره وقتی ناامنی ایجاد میشه همه تحت تهدید قرار میگیرن.
Well, it's natural that when there is insecurity, it threatens everyone.
I'd like to turn for a moment to your domestic policies and law enforcement in your country. Human Rights Watch, which has often criticized the legal system in the United States, says that under your presidency, there has been a great expansion in the scope and the number of individuals and activities persecuted by the government. They say that you've jailed teachers who are fighting for wages and better pensions, students and activists working for reform, other labor leaders like Mansour Osanlo from the Bus Workers Union. What is your response to these criticisms of your policies?
من فکر می‌کنم وضعیت حقوق بشر در ایران وضعیت نسبتاً مطلوبی است.
I think that the human rights situation in Iran is relatively a good one.
وقتی که با آمریکا و سایر کشورها مقایسه می‌کنی.
When compared to the United States and other countries.
البته وقتی به آرمان‌های خودمون نگاه می‌کنیم هنوز ما خیلی کار باید انجام بدیم.
Of course, when we look at the ideals that are dear to us, we understand that we still need to do a lot.
چون ما دنبال آرمان‌های الهی و انقلابی هستیم.
Because we seek divine and religious ideals.
اما وقتی مقایسه می‌کنیم با کشورهای اروپایی، با آمریکا، شرایط ما خیلی بهتر هست.
And revolutionary ones, but when we compare ourselves with some European countries in the United States, we feel we're in a much better place.
بخش مهمی از اطلاعاتی که این گروه‌ها می‌گیرن انتقاداتی است که مخالفین دولت مطرح می‌کنند.
A large part of the information that these groups receive come from criticisms coming from groups that oppose the government.
در ایران هر سال یه انتخابات هست.
And if you look at it, we have elections in Iran every year.
و این تبلیغات همیشه هست.
And the propaganda is always around too.
ولی واقعیت نداره.
But they're not always true.
گروه‌ها همدیگر را متهم می‌کنند.
Groups accuse one another.
ما کمترین تعداد زندانی‌ها را داریم در منطقه و در مقایسه با آمریکا.
But within the region and compared to the United States, we have the smallest number of prisoners.
من که اصولاً علاقه ای نیست در ایران برای استفاده از زندان.
Because in Iran, in general, there's not so much inclination to imprison people.
حتی الان قوانین رو داریم بازنگری میکنیم که اصلا زندان رو حذف کنیم.
We're actually looking at our existing laws right now to see how we can eliminate most prisons around the country.
مهم اینه که مردم ایران همدیگر رو دوست دارن، دارن با هم زندگی میکنن، با دولتشون هم زندگی میکنن.
So you can see that people in Iran like each other. They live coexistently and like the government too.
این اخبار بیشتر برای همین گروه ها مهمه، برای ملت ایران اهمیتی نداره.
This news is more important to these groups, not so much for the Iranian people.